flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, Filmo Mike, let's go. Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky, it's the Morning Roast. And I got to be honest, for this first iteration of the Morning Roast, I don't think we could have asked for a more, whatever the word is, chaotic dumpster fire, if you're a certain fan base. Just an insane show we have coming up. An insane weekend in sports. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, I am Joe Spadoni. I am not Bonte Hill. Don't worry, everyone. If you tuned in and say, where's Bonte? Bonte's not going anywhere. He's not on the Morning Roast anymore, but he's still right here, 95.7 The Game. He's going to be joining us every Friday at 9 a.m. We love Bonte, and I'm sure Bonte had a plethora of thoughts in regards to one Luka Doncic, Joe Shasky, being traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, it's insane.
I couldn't believe it. My head exploded. So I'm at the crab feed at the Olympic Club for my niece's 22nd birthday. We got a table and we're all chilling and, you know, they had live music. And so the girls are all dancing and my wife's like, come on, let's dance. And Carter knows exactly what I'm talking about. Big Carter over there on the board. And so I'm sitting there and my nephew, Kieran, goes, well, did you see this trade? Very nonchalant. And he shows me a screenshot of a Shams report saying that Luka has been traded to the Lakers. And I go, come on, you just got by the internet. He goes, no, it's real. And I go, no, it's not. And then I look down at my phone and I start scrolling through the internet. And the first thing I see is Shams tweeting, this is real. I was not hacked, or whatever the hell he was saying. And I was like, oh my God.
Real quick, when he said this isn't fake or this is real, that I actually thought it was even more fake. I was like, wait, Shams doesn't have to qualify anything with any, but he had to, because it's that insane.
I was like, oh my God, does this mean LeBron to the Warriors? What, like, were the Warriors in on this? Did we have any ammunition that we could, you know, finally do? Like, why is Luka being traded? What's going on? What? For Anthony Davis? And then you look at the compensation and you look at the package and you're like, wait a minute. You got a 25-year-old superstar, maybe the biggest international superstar in all of sports domestically here in the United States, but who will sell overseas outside of maybe Otani, okay? And you're saying he got traded for one first-round pick in his prime, and they're filing it under we don't think his conditioning is up to par? Have you seen Jokic the last few years? Guy looks like he comes out of bed and drinks a 2 liter of soda and goes out and gets a triple double. Like, what are we talking about? My head exploded when I saw this, and all I kept thinking was, dear God, the Warriors better do something.
So if you're just joining us and you've been under a rock over the last 48 hours, a blockbuster trade in the NBA happened Saturday night. We were all getting into bed. If you weren't getting into bed, you're at the club or you're at the crab feed, you're doing something. I'm sure the DJ came on anyways during whatever mix was playing and had to let everyone know about this news that shook the NBA, not just the NBA, the sports world. Even Patrick Mahomes, who has the Super Bowl this coming up Sunday, had to go out and tweet, nah, man. So, like, seriously? And Patrick Mahomes, big-time Dallas Mavericks fan from Texas.
Like his life hasn't been going well the last couple years.
That's just brutal for
Patrick Mahomes.
You know, that guy.
Give me a break.
It's just, things haven't broke right for him these last few years.
I got to talk to the refs before this deal goes through. This is what Patrick was probably thinking.
So the Lakers, Mavericks, and yes, the Utah Jazz. I think everyone forgets the Utah Jazz were in on this trade. As a three-team trade.
I thought Danny Ainge was hard to work with.
Hey, Luka Doncic goes to the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis goes to the Dallas Mavericks. As well as Maxi Kleber from Germany and Markieff Morris, former Laker, now back with the Laker, also going back to the Lakers. And as you mentioned, Joe Shasky, a 2029 first round pick from the Lakers, as well as Max Christie and Anthony Davis going back to the Dallas Mavericks. The Jazz received Laker Jalen Hood-Schifino, so he's now a Utah Jazz.
Who?
And the Clippers 2025 second round pick, Jalen Hood-Schifino. The pick that they should have used on Jaime Jaquez a couple years ago out of Indiana, Jalen Hood-Schifino, teammates with Trace Jackson Davis, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Sure, I'll take your word on that.
Huge.
And this is Anthony Davis-Luka deal. This is, look, whatever you think of Anthony Davis, he's one of the best players in the league.
He's a top 75 player of all time, according to all the votes in the anniversary.
He's awesome, right? Like, we could say, hey, the guy gets hurt a lot, and, you know, maybe he hasn't lived up to whatever you thought the hype was. They did win a championship. And when he's healthy, which isn't all the time, but when he's healthy, he's an absolute force. I mean, he's one of the main reasons, as well as Lonnie Walker, why you got bounced in the playoffs a couple years ago. He was spectacular. He's one of the best bigs in the game.
I just watched him on Saturday night, last Saturday, when the Lakers were in town on ABC on primetime, and he absolutely dominated. I felt bad for Quentin Post. God love the guy.
Well,
he's played five games, and he's asked to guard Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis is going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Say what we want. He's going straight to the Hall of Fame. And they sold a lot to get him. I'm talking about the Lakers. Remember that whole back and forth, and he wanted to pair up with LeBron. And I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, did the Warriors know Anthony Davis was available? Do they have anything on their roster that the Lakers would even want? Did they know Luka was available? Do they have anything on their roster that Dallas Mavericks would want? Like, is this an indictment on the team that they've built that nobody wants any of their parts?
So not only that, Joe Shasky, and we'll continue to break down this trade, and I want to hear from all the people at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text, 888-957-9570. And also, shout out to those watching on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Yes, we are streaming on all of those platforms. Go ahead and search 95.7 The Game, like and subscribe there. And it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. There was that trade?
Huh.
And then there was another trade that occurred yesterday, right after we got off a call with each other talking about today's show. Another thing happened. The San Antonio Spurs, Chicago Bulls, and Sacramento Kings had a three-team trade.
Yeah.
And there was a big name in there, two big names, actually, that, you know, one of them, a lot of Warriors fans were, you know, kind of talking themselves into. One of them being Zach LaVine. Well, Zach LaVine is now a Sacramento King. De'Aaron Fox is now a San Antonio Spur. What's out there for the Warriors at this point? Vucevic, I guess. Is that going to be good enough?
Well, I was disappointed they weren't in on LaVine. And then I'm sitting here and I'm saying, like,
I think they were in, but not at the price point that
clearly the Bulls weren't in.
Yeah.
And this goes back to, like, what are you offering? Like, I've been saying to Warrior fans for about a month and a half now, like, guys, and actually it's been probably 2 or 3 years if I'm thinking about it. You got to give a little to get a little. And it's crazy to me when I look at the Laker fans. I don't expect Warrior fans to be Laker fans. Laker fans know when it's all said and done and the dust settles, they will always be in the mix for someone via trade or free agency. Being like, that is the biggest brand in the sport. Whatever you think the Yankee or Dodger brand is, that's what the Laker brand is in the NBA. And there's really nobody close. Celtics don't lure free agents the way the LA Lakers
do. Lakers and Dodgers.
I've watched
Yankees,
them in my life, okay? In my life, they obviously got Kareem, you know, what they did, acquiring Shaquille O'Neal, Pau Gasol. Like, it just never ends. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and now Luka.
Say what you want about Dwight Howard.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, the Warriors told me they were going to be on the level of the Lakers. And the reality is, it feels like the league is telling you, we don't want what you are going to give us. We don't want your used parts. Everybody doesn't want to, can't move off of Dre, can't move off of Wiggins, can't move off of this guy. Laker fans are saying, how can we win the next decade? Forget the title we just won a couple of years ago. How can we win moving forward? And there is something that frustrates me because I don't feel like we're loyal enough to our athletes. But simultaneously, I'm like, I do kind of wish we had that mentality locally, because we're still here like, maybe Wiggins will be consistent again for a couple of months. It's never going to happen. It's just never going to happen. Anthony Davis's high watermark was better than whatever Wiggins's high watermark was. And he's been better longer and more consistent. And he's just a better overall player. And they couldn't wait to get rid of him for Luka. And I don't know what it does to their championship aspirations for this year, but we would all say, sign me up for the next decade of Luka Doncic. Everyone in the league would.
Everyone. And, you know, that brought us to an interesting question we had in the thread. We'll get to that a little bit later at some point. But, you know, just knowing that a guy like Luka Doncic was available, it changes.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not only the fans' mindset, but every GM in the league has to be like taking a deep breath, sitting back, sipping some whiskey and saying, I got to look at everything now. I got to look at, you know, what are the Celtics? Hey, something came out about Jaylen Brown, right? Like, do we look into the Celtics? Do we look into Joel Embiid? If I'm the Warriors right now, if I'm Mike Dunleavy, I'm Joe Lacob, how do we spin this, right? How do we spin this forward? Because everyone, they were at their, like, their poker tournament they have every Saturday for or every year. That was Saturday Night at Charity, and I guess the reaction, everyone was stunned, right? Steph, Draymond, everyone was stunned at this trade.
I guess Dre didn't get the clutch memo.
No, I guess
the trade went out.
Didn't get the memo, I guess. Rich Paul and co. But you have to think, if you're Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob, you have to think big. And if you weren't thinking big prior to this, you have to think even bigger now. I think you pivot, not to Jimmy Butler. I'm looking at a guy in New Orleans right now that is also young and also has some weight issues, also had some injury issues. But when he is healthy, like Luka, he is one of the best and most explosive players in the league. Go get Zion. Go get him. Go get that guy. He is out there. I know he is.
Okay, but
hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out. You need to sell future after Steph. What we have been talking about, the future of the Lakers and the Warriors, and even the Suns to an extent, the Suns and the Lakers, they had Devin Booker and Anthony Davis respectively. So you can kind of see life after LeBron. I don't know what life after Steph is right now. Can you tell me what life after Stephen Curry is?
Oh yeah. It starts with an L. It's called lottery. Right? I mean, that's what we're right.
And that's all about chance and luck. Yes. And maybe someone falls into your lap. I'd rather go with a somewhat of a known, and I know what I'm going to get with a guy like Zion Williamson, who's out there. Again, we'll see. I know we've had Anthony Slater on, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, covers the team for The Athletic. He's very tapped in. He's skeptical, but I think this sort of trade that shocks the NBA and the sports landscape has to make you reevaluate everything if you're Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob.
But everything. Here's the part that I'm struggling to compartmentalize. You referenced Jimmy Butler. Did I think that Jimmy Butler was the fountain of youth for everything that ailed the Warriors? No. I'm not that delusional.
And by the way, the latest report from Brian Windhorst, ESPN, saying Jimmy Butler, if he were to get traded to the Warriors, would not sign an extension here.
Which, okay, say that last part again. I want everyone to hear it. Because this, to me, was as disappointing as anything I've heard all weekend. And it's not about Jimmy Butler. It's about how he perceived the Warriors.
Senior NBA reporter with ESPN, Brian Windhorst, reported yesterday that Jimmy Butler, if he gets traded to Golden State, will not sign an extension.
That was the twisting of the knife of what was a horrific 36 to 48 hours for Warrior fans. It just was. Like, what? What? Anthony Davis is going to the Mavs? What? Luka's going to the Lakers? What? De'Aaron Fox is going to go team up with Wemby? What? LaVine, the guy we've been tagged, he's going to the Kings? Like, that's all very, 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 very disappointing, okay? And then, whether you were in on Jimmy or not, the fact that Jimmy Butler, at the end of his career, who's looking around the NBA and there's like maybe a couple of teams, maybe there's two teams that would extend him and give him the $60 million, which we all see as a bad deal. He's thumbing his nose down at you like you're beneath him. Jimmy Butler doesn't want to sign an extension here. Is that how the league views us? That's all I kept thinking. And I'm saying to myself, like, as disappointed as I am right now, that might be the worst spit in the face of the whole weekend.
888-957-9570. I want to hear from all the Warriors fans. I want to hear from all the emotions taking place these last 48 hours. First, just your reaction. Like, everyone was absolutely stunned.
I didn't believe it.
I can't think of a bigger trade in sports history. Listen, I'm only 31 years old. I'm sure there was something prior to that. But in the age of social media, the age of all these clicks, we couldn't believe the most credible NBA reporter. We couldn't even believe him.
He had to basically retweet his own tweet with a caption saying, "This is real." And even then, I was like, are we sure?
He even spoke this morning. We'll get the sound on it on Get Up on ESPN, Sham Sharania. He was saying, yeah, I even thought I was getting duped when I got the text from my source about this. I thought I was getting duped. And he wasn't. Like, we had to see not one, not two, but three tweets from Shams to really believe, oh, okay. All right, now I guess I believe it. But even then, like, how? And how?
Joe.
And Luka Doncic, I can't get over this, Joe Shasky.
25 years old. Okay,
one first round pick.
But whether you love him, whether you hate him, we all would agree. One of the most I coach 14-year-olds. There are like three players that resonate with that age group. And Luka's one of them, okay? He is a megastar. Megastar. There's only a handful of them. I don't even think SGA hits like Luka does. Luka is a one-word player.
He's a one-word guy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Luka, it's Giannis, right? It's Ja.
Exactly.
That's kind of the air we're talking about here. And so
he's the most popular domestic, even though he's not from here, and international player going to one of the most popular brands in the sport. And I would even take it a step further. His style of play is very polarizing. And now he's going to one of the most polarizing organizations league-wide because you either love the Lakers or you're like me and you hate the Lakers. I think this, if I step back, take my Warrior hat off for a second, I step back, this is huge for the league. Huge for the league.
Are you kidding me?
Huge.
Adam Silver could not have asked for anything better. The week of the Super Bowl, everyone's talking about the NBA.
Everyone.
We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. And this is going to linger for a few days now because the NBA trade deadline, which has been it's brilliant now that I'm thinking about it all. I didn't even think about that aspect of it, but the NBA trade deadline, all the drama, and this is what we love about the league, is the drama. Shout out TNT, we know drama. Yeah, the NBA and Adam Silver does. And we're getting a helping heap of that this week. not the contrived nature of the Super Bowl and media day in New Orleans. No one cares about that. I don't care about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift giving Beyonce the Album of the Year award last night at the Grammys.
The only B anyone wanted to see last night was Bianca.
Relax. Relax.
Just Google.
Not if you're at work. Do not do that if you're at work, by the way.
It's a new segment. It's called Google This.
Yeah, got to Google it. Thanks, Trent.
What is going on here?
You know exactly what's going on. Why do we have to pretend like that didn't happen?
We all know it happened. You know what else is happening today? Jerry Rice, just the greatest football player of all time, joining us at 8:30. I wonder if he had any reactions to that trade Saturday night. And if it, you know, I think about teammates. And we're talking a lot about teammates right now and how good of a teammate Anthony Davis was with LeBron James. I mean, people like to make fun of him because he gets hurt all the time. He's a glass man, all that sort of stuff. But when he's on the court, he's amazing. And
he's incredible.
I don't question the commitment level of an Anthony Davis. The Dallas Mavericks are telling you they question the commitment level of a Luka Doncic and how much he cares about his body, about his work ethic, about his ability to be a teammate. They're talking about it all. So I'd love to get Jerry Rice's thoughts at 8:30 when he joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, it isn't time for you to discover the islands. River Islands in Lathrop, Joe Shasky. I can't wait to talk to the GOAT.
I just, like, Warrior fans have got to be sick right now. Everyone's making moves. We're sitting here twiddling our thumbs, and I'm sure that, look, it's not for a lack of trying, but dear gosh, you can't tell me you're trying. Like, 2 years ago, we're trying at the deadline. Okay, it's the offseason. Oh, we're trying in the offseason. Oh, it'll be better at the next deadline. All right, we're trying at the deadline, and then we're going to try in the offseason, and now we're here at another deadline. It's been 2.5 years of telling me about what they're trying to do. At some point, like, I hear you. I understand. Trades are hard. I get you're trying to do stuff. The whole league is making moves. The whole league is making moves. And you know what I don't want to hear? I don't want to hear ever again that any of us in media is clickbaiting ideas when it comes to trades and whatnot, because clearly anything can happen.
Anything is possible. KG, baby. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity Stream Sports. For the best seat in the house with Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Warriors taking on the Orlando Magic tonight at Chase Center. Coverage of that starts at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game with Warriors Live. What's coming up? The game is brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport. We're going to continue to talk about this trade that shook the sports landscape, people. Luka Doncic is a Los Angeles Laker. It's insane. It's insane. It's also Spadoni. It's Shasky. It's the Morning Roast. It's 95.7 The Game.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.